No, you're not going to tell me that pumpkin pie is better than sweet potato pie. Fuck you.
No, I mean, it is.
You're wrong. You're very clearly wrong here.
I'm not wrong.
How dare you? How dare? Wait, next thing you're going to tell me is that key lime pie doesn't deserve to be at Thanksgiving.
First of all, I didn't say that. Second of all, I would not say that. Third of all, is there going to be key lime pie at Thanksgiving? Because no, I need there to be.
I mean, you know what? Now that we're talking about it, now that we're being honest, I think there's going to be key lime at Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Wonderful. This pleases me.
Now the question is, which key lime pie am I doing?
You have multiple key lime pies available to you?
I mean, I got multiple recipes, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the one that we did twice, and I feel like that just about ended the conversation on key lime pie. That's my
fair.
Opinion.
That's fair. That's the one we're doing. Yeah, we're doing that. I am doing that, and I'm bringing it to Thanksgiving.
It took the two of us 3 hours to make those?
You act like I got something better to do, like, Thursday morning before Thanksgiving. I just noted the cup that is dumping into the can that's in your cup right now.
Yeah, I will drink every drop of beer from that can. But what were we talking about?
Pie.
Oh, you were arguing with me about how sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin pie because you're a moron.
Because it is, and you're wrong.
It isn't, and I'm
not. It is amazing.
No. Pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato.
Pumpkin.
Sweet.
All right, you know what we're doing?
Yep.
We're doing a pie ranking.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Now, is this... All right, are we doing a Thanksgiving pie ranking, or are we doing a pie ranking?
I think it only changes it very slightly.
I mean, yeah. Like, so pumpkin pie is going to be significantly higher in the rankings.
It's going to be below sweet potato pie, if it's a
Thanksgiving pie ranking.
Yeah. I suggest we do a Thanksgiving pie race... Not race.
I mean, we could do ranking. A race. Like, if we get some, like, you know, Boy Scouts to build the fucking Pinewood Derby cars and then just put pies on top of them.
We're doing a Thanksgiving pie ranking.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Not a draft.
Not a draft. Ranking.
Okay. So we're going to argue.
Oh, we're going to argue a lot.
We decided that we were going to argue today.
Oh, yeah. That's we woke up and decided to fight.
All right.
Which one... The start of this is now sweet potato versus pumpkin. This is up. This is 1A, 1B.
No, neither of them are one.
What?
Neither one is one. If they were going to be, it would be pumpkin and then sweet potato.
You're such a white person. You're so white.
We're doing a pie ranking.
Sweet potato and pumpkin are 1A, 1B. Wherever they go, it's 1A. It's 4A, 4B, that, whatever.
No, I don't agree. Even with the Thanksgiving ranking, I don't agree.
Oof, you want to fight.
Yes.
We're going to have separate rankings.
Probably.
That's decided.
We can't, though. It's consensus podcast ranking.
We're not going to come to a
consensus. Okay, well, hold on. Listen to my argument.
Okay.
Because number one is not pumpkin. Pumpkin is number two.
Okay.
On the Thanksgiving pie ranking. Sweet potato, as far as I'm concerned, is off.
Again, we're not going to agree.
But I'll allow it.
We're not going to agree.
Number one on the Thanksgiving pie ranking is pecan. Or pecan.
Oh.
Depending on where you're from.
Oh. Okay. Like the diabetic in me just went, okay, we're in. Let's do this.
You got caramel on that pecan pie?
You want a pecan and sugar? Okay. We can do this.
That would be my one. But it's tough. It's tough. For me, it's like 1A, 1B is pecan and pumpkin.
Do you want to know my like low key two here? And you'll probably get this. Back home, we used to make banana cream pie.
Oh yeah, sure. Love banana cream pie.
That's up there.
That's in my top three pies.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it hits Thanksgiving for me.
For me, it does. Like that's tradition. Like banana cream. That is traditional Southern holiday.
I mean, over all the pies we've mentioned thus far, I would take banana cream first overall.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and that goes above key lime for me too.
Wow. Like in your general rankings?
General pie rankings, yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
banana cream over.
Because key lime is the pie to beat for me.
Key lime's good shit. Banana cream goes above it for me, and then above that, again, general pie ranking, French silk.
French silk is
like the number one overall pie, but it depends on.
You remember
you're
we did this
from.
Last year, and Tom threw in that the mud pie.
Did we do a pie ranking last year?
We did. We did a pie draft.
Did we do a dessert pie draft?
Ranking, and he threw that out there.
Huh.
It was like a chocolate cream.
Yeah.
Silk, and then it had chocolate in it.
Yeah, it's like chocolate on chocolate on chocolate. I like the nice little like vanilla whipped cream of the French silk pie. It's a lovely little
treat. It is. Going back to Tom's, that's up there for me because that shit was delicious. Pie? Yeah, it was fucking great. Because it was like Oreo crust, and then you got the chocolate silk.
Oh, yeah.
You got the shavings on there, and you put a little bit.
That's a lot of chocolate, though.
Yeah, you can eat multiple pieces. You got to cut that shit down, son. It's heavy. It's very rich.
This is the diabetic episode.
Yeah. Like I said, the diabetic goes, yeah, give me all the sugar. Yeah, sure.
Where are we at with the podcast official Thanksgiving pie ranking sheet?
I think we're both going to be in agreement that the banana cream is in the top three. I think that we'll both agree that somewhere for you it's pumpkin, for me it's sweet potato.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do.
Oh, you're a sweet potato racist. I forgot about this. You hate sweet potato.
That's correct.
You sack of shit.
That's correct.
You asshole. Forgot to bring that point up when you were in your rankings.
I prefer white potatoes, yes.
You racist.
or gold.
You potato racist.
Actually, I think gold are the best potatoes for the mashing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. Yeah. I like the red.
Oh, sure. Well, you got to smash those and then, like, crisp them up.
Yeah.
That's how those are the best.
No, you cut them up, you throw them in there, and you smash.
Right, but then you put them in the oven, and then they're, like, smashed crispy potato. They're real good.
Well, I've never done that.
Glad. I'm going to teach you how to live.
But I mean, I usually do the garlic and a little bit of the onion powder and a little bit of, like, you know, salt and pepper and throw some butter on top, man.
You just described mashed potatoes. But so like that, but then you just smush them.
Oh, we're about to go down a whole different sidetrack. What's your favorite way to do potatoes?
So, okay, Thanksgiving potatoes?
Potatoes.
Or potatoes in general?
Potatoes in general.
Because
there's a right and wrong answer to this question.
What is my favorite version of potato? I think my favorite version of a potato is probably going to be mashed potatoes.
Ah, you're wrong. It's top three. It's top three.
I also like a baked potato.
It's top three. It's two.
French fries are pretty good.
You know what? I'm going to say that mashed potatoes goes two. Baked potato goes three. Number one, always, without question, scallop potatoes.
Oh, well, yeah. Because you want to have your cream and your cheese, you fat piece of crap.
Give me that scallop potato all day, sir. It's so good. I'm going to show up to your family Thanksgiving with like 18 dishes.
Hi, I made Thanksgiving.
Clyde, what the fuck happened? Well, me and Mike got in a fight. And this is me proving a point. You have 8 potato dishes. You're goddamn right.
You're
I
just
do.
Just going to look at me and be like, yeah, I tricked him. I didn't have to do any work. He made everything.
Are any of them gluten-free? What? What's gluten-free?
I went through a sack of flour. I understand. I think scallop potatoes are good. Scallop potatoes are good. But you can really mess up scallop potatoes.
Yeah, if you do them right, they're great. If you do them wrong, you're fucked.
Back to pie!
Mud pie. Pie.
So my top three right now. For Thanksgiving specifically.
Okay.
Pecan, pumpkin, banana cream.
Pecan, pumpkin, banana cream.
I'm going to bump down banana cream and put French silk at 3.
So it's 1 pecan, 2 pumpkin, 3 French silk, 4 banana cream.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I would be willing to replace pumpkin with apple. If there was a caramel sauce accompaniment. And some ice cream.
So yours is 1. It's not banana cream. It's pecan. Mm-hmm. 2, pumpkin or apple. Mm-hmm.
3, French silk. But that's because, like, French silk for me is, like, the pie of pies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a slot in there somewhere in the top mm-hmm. 3. It's probably not going to be on my Thanksgiving table. It's not in the, for Thanksgiving, it's not in the top 3.
You're getting a fucking key lime pie for
We could do top 5. If we do top 5, then key lime gets in there along with banana cream.
Based off your previous things, no, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
Because you've already got apple and you've got...
Oh, that's true. It would be bumped down by pumpkin.
Yeah. So now you're at 6.
Yeah.
Wow. What you know? You're getting a goddamn key lime pie and you're going to fucking love it.
I probably will. You're probably right.
I know I'm right.
Are we doing the whipped topping this time?
Fuck yes.
Well, okay, so what's your list? Because we have to have an official list.
Oh, fuck. Banana cream's going to go 1 for Thanksgiving. Pumpkin / sweet potato. Sweet potato.
Garbage goes by.
2. Pecan goes 3. Because I think you're right. That is a really good Thanksgiving Christmas pie.
Christmas?
Yeah, we got them on Christmas too.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a very wintry pie.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna throw one that you haven't mentioned and you hadn't thought of. Lemon meringue goes 4.
Okay. All right. I think of like grandparents for lemon meringue pie.
Yeah. I grew up in a very traditional Southern household.
Yeah.
Everybody ate like a fucking grandparent. So This fits perfectly.
Like, I've seen meringue pies made. They're tasty.
I love them.
But I'd still rather a banana cream over a meringue pie.
Banana cream's higher.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying.
But I love meringue. Now, I did have one year where we had both of those side by side, and I was like, this is too similar, and I don't like this.
Well, that's when you make them a pie sandwich.
But it was good. It was really good. And then for my 5, I think I'm going to go with you on the French silk. Really, any kind of
it's
chocolate
just a
pie.
It's good all-around pie.
Any kind of chocolate pie is going to
fit there. It's an everyday, every-use pie.
Mm-hmm. I can roll behind that.
You bust it out at Christmas. You throw some like candy cane pieces on top of it. You're like, boom! Look at that, Christmas.
I can get behind that. Yeah, I think I can. I mean, we clearly have a little couple of differences here,
but we need to argue about the official. We can't have our own list.
Well, it's gonna be an argument
because we need an official list to upset the people who managed to make it this far.
We will. The two of us will agree that pumpkin and sweet potato are the same.
Orange fall pie, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 2 is orange fall pie.
I'd pump it to 3.
Great. Orange fall pie at 3.
Because I think we can both agree that pecan's going to go 2.
Wait, so hold on. On the sweet potato pie, are you doing like marshmallows?
Oh, fuck yes.
Because... All right. So on pumpkin pie, you're doing whipped cream, right?
You hate sweet potato, so you've never had the sweet potato souffle with the pecan crumble and the marshmallow on top? How do you hate this?
I'm just not...
Mike, it's the greatest side dish ever because it's essentially dessert.
No, we'd established the sides last season.
It's the greatest side dish because it's dessert that you get to eat with your meal, and then you get more dessert.
I just have a slice of pumpkin pie on my plate next to my turkey and my mashed potatoes.
Erroneous! Erroneous! I think it's going to be, me and you can argue 1 and 2, but 1 and 2 is probably going to end up being pecan and banana cream.
I accept. 3. I accept this ranking. 3 is orange fall pie.
Yep. And then 4.
I think 4 sounds like it's French silk.
Yeah. It feels like that. Yeah.
Which I would put, frankly, above our 1 at 3, but I will accept its positioning.
Yeah. And then 5 is just going to be... I don't know what 5 is.
Probably key lime. No, because now I'm not getting my apple pie. No. That's apple pie right there at 5.
Okay. I can roll with that.
I have a tough time putting apple pie at 5, though.
You think apple pie is higher than 5 on the Thanksgiving list?
I mean, that's pretty high.
Apple pie is goddamn July 4th.
Apple pie is just, again, all-around pie, man. It's an everyday pie.
Then one would argue
key lime. What about cherry pie?
Key lime pie should be back up top then.
We've already decided on the top three. Arguably the top four.
Yeah, we're set to four.
So we need five.
The only thing we got to do in the one and two is which one's up top? Banana cream or, what was the other one?
Pecan.
Pecan.
I think because it's a Thanksgiving list, I think it's pecan.
Fair. Pecan.
Especially if you add the like the little caramel drizzle on it.
Yes. I mean, yes. If you're not, what are you doing?
Not fucking up pie is what you're doing. Mm.
So pecan, banana cream, fall pie, French silk. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Insert fruit pie here at 5.
Yeah.
Cherry, yeah. Key lime, apple, whatever.
And then after that, it's just your regular pie ranking. So key lime pie is at 6 for me. And fuck you guys for not agreeing.
But key lime could be a 5. It is technically a fruit pie.
That's true. That's true.
You could get your blueberry in there at 5 if you wanted to. I'm a big fan of blueberry pie.
You know the one I'm not a fan of? Rhubarb pie.
Nobody likes rhubarb pie. You know what? Joe probably likes rhubarb pie.
Yeah, he does.
He seems
like
he likes rhubarb pie.
You know what? Nobody likes it, but it's always fucking there. It's always there.
My mom loves strawberry rhubarb pie, and I will have a bite when it's there, and I will go, I do not understand why people like this pie. It's bad, and it should feel bad.
Yes. I agree. I agree full-heartedly.
Ooh, here's a question. Of the pies on the list.
Yep.
So, I will not recite it. Y'all know what it is. Which of the pies are you handing to me so that I can shove it directly in Matt's stupid loser face?
The fifth one. The fruit pie.
The fruit pie? You're making me hit Matt in the face with an apple pie with hot caramel sauce on top of it? Followed by a buzz of ice cream?
What part of that sentence is supposed to make me rethink my decision? Because all you did is just reinforce it 3 different times. You're going to make me throw a wet, messy, apple pie, then throw with the drizzle on it, and then I'm going to hit it with ice cream. Why aren't we doing that right now?
Fastball scoop of ice cream right to the eye.
Which part of those, which of those three things did you think was going to make me go, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be throwing that at him. Yes.
I don't know. You know, a key lime pie seems like it would have more coverage of a face.
Nah, that'd be the worst.
More staying power.
Key lime pie is the worst one to smash.
You got your cream pie.
I was about to say, the banana cream pie would be the best one to do it with, but I'm not wasting that on Matt's face.
He doesn't deserve a cream
pie. No, but the apple pie, he deserves that.
I'm saying cream pie, an uncomfortable amount for me.
another, the low-key one that would be great to smash in his face, but everybody would be really, really mad. The pecan pie?
Yeah.
That would be a really good one to smash.
I think I might injure him if I smack him in the face with the pecan pie.
That one's got some weight to it.
Like, I'd pull the pie tin back, and he'd just have, a pecan sticking out of his eye socket. I'd be like, oh, God.
This may have gone too far. I'm sorry.
And then I got to deal with Megan, and nobody wants that.
No. That woman terrifies me. I don't want to deal with that. Like, you would do it, and I'd get blamed for it. I'd be like, motherfucker. Because that's how our relationship works.
That's true. That's true. I just be like, he did it. It was Mike's idea.
It wasn't even in the room. Glad told me to. Fuck you. But yes, fuck you. I would like a pie.
I also would like a pie. I am troubled by our lack of pie.
Yeah. No, it's 2 days before Thanksgiving.
I believe that the government should issue pies to every home. And
I can already see that amendment. Look, I want to thank you for paying off some of the school loans, but if you could just give me a pie, we could call it even. That's all I really want from you. Give me a pie a week and we'll call it even.
Is there the jelly of the month club?
Mm?
Do they have that for pies?
Yeah.
Is there a pie subscription service that I can
guarantee? We're gonna look this up. I believe there is.
I'm gonna tell you what. There's a pie shop down the street from my house, and I should really go there more frequently.
You should. You should. There's a pie shop down the street from me at work, and I've gone there twice. I love it.
Sure.
It's amazing.
So
my favorite thing.
While we've been talking.
Yep.
Just to, check our work, I guess.
Yep.
I found a top 10 list from 10 down.
Oh.
Called A Definitive Ranking of all of your favorite Thanksgiving pies. It's by Spoon University.
I feel like we're about to fight.
Probably.
Hit me. What's number 10?
Cherry pie.
That's fair. That's fair. I think that's about where I'd rank it. Yeah.
Do you want to hear the commentary on it?
I do now.
Cherry pie is a subpar excuse for a pie.
Wow.
While it may be an American favorite, it's just too boring and lacks flavor.
Wow.
Cherry pie can also often be too tart or sour.
If I may, the Cesar and Connor of pies.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what we're
oh,
doing.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We have decided.
Here it is.
Here we go. What's number 9?
Number 9. Lemon meringue pie.
Hurtful.
Well, this may not be the most seasonal of pies, it still makes its way into many Thanksgiving dessert spreads. While this pie is pretty tasty, the color and texture aren't my favorite. Plus, it feels like it should be enjoyed on a warm summer day instead of during Thanksgiving.
This is me. 100%. How the fuck does he keep getting back in here? I don't know. I'm just here. Hey, guys. Back in the playoffs.
This doesn't belong here. It's not even supposed to be here right now.
Yep. Hello.
Yep, bam. Yeah. No, you're right. You're not wrong. Number 8.
Hit me.
Sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie.
That is disrespectful.
Honestly, the idea of sweet potato pie just kind of freaks me out. Potatoes are not meant to be eaten in the form of a pie. Well, this pie is known to be a Thanksgiving classic, it should just stick to its original state.
Eddie.
Why?
What? I have a good argument for this.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to agree with you on Eddie. I'm going to agree with you. Because his team is dressed up a little bit like he's going to make the playoffs, but he should probably just stick to his original state of being in the Toilet Bowl Championship.
Stick to the garbage fire that you usually are, right? Because that's what you're supposed to be.
Right.
Yes.
With the whole like dumpster fire thing, like before Caesar finished 2 years in a row in last place.
It was
Eddie did. All right, number 7. Coconut cream pie.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that one.
We did not, nor should we.
No, it's bad.
Coconut cream pie is another delicious pie that tends to be served during Thanksgiving, but just doesn't feel seasonal enough. While I do enjoy this pie, it's better suited for other occasions, such as Easter or random pie cravings.
All right, Joe or Eric? Because I'm leaning towards Joe, because it's good, but only in small doses.
Sure. Okay. All right. All right.
But then somebody takes it and shoves it in your face, and you can't get the fuck out of it. Go, will you stop? Please. Oh, my God.
I feel like there are some personal feelings that may be affecting this ranking. But yeah, sure. Okay. Joe is coconut cream pie. Number 6.
6.
Banana cream pie.
Horribly low on this list.
Mm-hmm. The blurb is, I am personally a huge fan of banana cream pie, but it can really rub people the wrong way. Who are these people, and how do I kill them? Where are they? I don't. This is me. This is me. I'm not reading anymore. I just want to know who these people are. I want to find them, and I want them to be away from me. Occasionally, the texture can be really off, or the banana flavor can be too strong. This pie really requires a good recipe to be delicious, but if done correctly, it will make your Thanksgiving guests beg for more.
Yeah, that's definitely Tom. That's definitely Tom.
Okay. All right. Because?
You look at his team. Look at last year. All the ingredients were perfect, and it was great. This year, he might have forgotten to check some expiration dates. some of those things went a little bit bad a little bit early, and it fell apart.
Bananas were a bit overripe.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I'll allow it. Solid. Number 5. Chocolate pie.
Criminally underrated.
Blurb says, this pie is a safe bet for everyone. I mean, who doesn't love chocolate? This pie is one of the easiest to make and tends to turn out pretty spectacular every time. If this pie were more seasonal tasting, it could probably break into the top 3. But it's still very tasty.
Yeah, that's you. This is you. This is you. It's always solid. Nobody's ever gotten a chocolate pie and be like, I fucking hate this. Except for the rest of the league, where we get it every fucking year. And we're like, can we get something else? God damn it, please. And then last year we got something else and we went, yeah, I'm okay with a chocolate pie. Let's not do that again. Could we not?
All right. I don't know that I like A, being fifth in the rankings.
Yep.
C, I'm skipping B. C, Joe usurping my supervillain of the league spot. That's upsetting.
Yeah. Did you see? Have you seen the number of messages we got to put up with?
All right. Number four is apple pie.
Eric.
I didn't even do the blurb.
Don't need to. It's Eric.
All right.
See, you got to realize apple pie is the one of the most comforting foods you could ever have. Everybody loves apple pie. And what's more comforting in our league than a win against Eric?
I feel attacked.
You should. You just had bad apple pie.
Don't you play him coming up, and isn't he projected to kick your ass?
Not this week.
Next
that
week.
Is not this week.
That's not this week. That's not this week. Problem. That's the next week. Problem. All right.
That's next week.
Okay. Number three is pecan pie.
Oh, hit me.
Pecan pie definitely deserves a spot in the top three best Thanksgiving pies. Its crunchy texture and nutty taste make for a perfect pairing. Add a dollop of whipped cream on top, and this pie is the perfect ending to any Thanksgiving meal.
Hmm. So that's Dan, right?
Crunchy texture and nutty taste. Yeah, that's Dan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That, yep. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. Dan has pecan pie. A little too sweet. A little too energetic. Yeah, I'll give it. It's Dan.
Hurts your teeth.
Very much so. Wait, how?
I don't know. You know, sometimes like the pecans are like all arranged on top in a real like nice, like very like honestly kind of aggressive way. Like it's a very aggressive looking pie. You're just like, what is going on here? That's Dan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then some pies are like really, really sweet and a little bit too much. Other ones are like nice and mellow and easy going.
That's not Dan.
That's not Dan. Dan's the aggressive.
This is the one that's in your face.
Crunchy, nut-filled pie. Yeah. That's Dan. Yeah.
This is the one where they had to get rid of every pecan they had available.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the last pecan pie. They were like, we only have one crust, but we have like 8 pounds of pecan. Right.
I know
we're
the just recipe
throw
says 2 cups of pecans, but I'm going to do this tree.
I need to get rid of this shit. It needs to go now.
Yeah. So next on the list.
Yep.
Number two overall. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin pie, which I think proves my previous point about the sweet potato versus the pumpkin pie. But I digress.
We're going to fight.
I know.
From across the room.
I know. It's going to be a weird wrestling match covered in pumpkin puree and sweet potatoes. It's fine. So the blurb states.
Yep.
Ah, pumpkin pie.
Yep.
This is a fan favorite during Thanksgiving because you can't really get it any other time of the year. The smooth and creamy consistency with that hint of fall spice, really pushes it towards the top of the list.
All right, there's only one part in that blurb that makes me want to not say this, but it's Matt.
Uh-huh.
Consistency. You can't tell me his team's been consistent over the last couple of years.
Consistently bad.
He's in second.
I'm aware. He just lost to me.
That's fair.
By a lot.
No, you know what makes this pie Dan, or not Dan, Matt? It's boring. It's boring as fuck. It is so goddamn boring. It is the most boring of the pies we've talked about tonight.
That's true. You ever have pumpkin pie without whipped cream?
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst. It's like gluey.
That's Matt.
Yeah.
Matt is pumpkin pie without whipped cream.
No, I don't want it. Get it away from me.
Yeah, please.
I'll go back to the nutty pecan.
You would. All right. Which brings us to the number one pie on the list, which is?
Something we didn't even consider as an option.
Oh, hit me.
Chocolate pecan.
Whoa.
That's two things.
I'm already reevaluating my list.
Okay. So the blurb states, name a more iconic duo than chocolate and pecan combined. That's just me and Dan. So is this saying that if Dan and I were to have a child, it would be this pie? And based on my math, Carlos? Carlos is the child of me and Dan?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you and Dan probably did father him a little bit more than his dad did.
All right. All right. It continues. This delightful pie mashup is hard to beat and brings its ranking to number one. This pie truly is the best of both worlds, and I would like to see any other pie try to compete. You know, this would be a lot better if he was, like, in first place and not fourth.
You remember that one time? He was almost in first that one time. Almost.
Which time?
That one time.
The one time that he then wasn't in first?
Yep.
And then I made him cry?
Yep.
Well, I think Jennifer sealed that ranking in.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. That was a good drive-by.
Yeah. Yep, I haven't seen her in like 2 hours. Fuck you, Carlos.
The question is, how long after this episode is posted before we get the like Carlos breakdown of fuck yous?
I mean, I don't even know where we're at in the timing of the episode. Nor 30. Do I know. This is like our third version of the episode. So.
It's going to be like 30 minutes in. Like a half an hour in.
Cool. Yeah. But time it from posting to... To we'll Jennifer drive by.
We'll have to put that like number in just to be like, all right, at 35 minutes after, expect a bunch of fuck yous.
And turn your volume up.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm upset at how much I agree with that list, with the exception of the, you know, potato pie.
Sweet
potato
in terms pie. Of the, like, who, what team is each no, pie, or no, in terms of the
where,
ranking?
Where the pies
of,
are. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would put the banana cream higher, very much higher.
Sure.
But I think that's a southern thing.
I don't know that I've ever had a chocolate pecan pie.
No, you mentioned that, and I all of a sudden want one. Like, now. Can we go get a pie? Like, can we go get pie?
But it's like 10:30.
You're telling me that? Yeah, that's probably not. You're telling me there's not a pie shop sitting next to a damn CBD store. I was like, we'll stay open all fucking night because I know what's happening. You're going to go there and then come here.
Not on a Tuesday. On the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Probably.
Mike, I have an idea for a store. It's a brother and sister store. You do one, I'll do the other.
Called High Pie?
Yup. I love it. I honestly love that. Can we do this?
Jennifer's already on the phone trying to order pie on DoorDash.
Yeah, I'm upset with that list. I like it. I would, again, put banana cream up higher, much higher. But the pecan and the chocolate pecan. Pumpkin is a little bit high for me.
I feel like the top three is a little bit suspicious. Like, you can't do, like, pecan pie and then chocolate. Like, it's just, that's the same pie.
But one has chocolate.
Yeah, it's the same pie.
You know the one that could fuck right off that list, though? And this is nothing to do with the person I put as the pie. The coconut cream pie can fuck right off.
I agree.
That is objectively the worst pie on the list.
But I would throw that pie right in Matt's loser face.
Yes. Absolutely. If you can't do the pecan because of, you know, actual damage, coconut cream is the going one you want to miss.
I feel like sharp objects, you know.
I mean, you know, he can dodge most things.
Did you guys remember to give Eddie a pie?
Shit.